Welcome back to the OU Daily to Hillman Physics Phone Call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. On Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Chayesara, 26th day of the month of Cheshvan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support, whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Sunday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Jeremy Donath of Congregation Darchei Noam in Fairlawn, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Donath slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it'll be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Acheinu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Donath to learn more about his wonderful community in Fairlawn. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Sunday's program. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Donath.
Thank you, Naftali. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to everyone on the call for being here at Erev Shabbos to learn some Torah and be inspired as we enter Parshas Chayesara, a very special Shabbos. Of course, we also want to acknowledge that it was a difficult week, and just to acknowledge that the learning we do is in memory of Chief Rabbi Sachs and the Dovid Feinstein who passed this week. There's an amazing idea in this week's Parshas Chayesara, which begins with describing the death, the patira, the loss of Sarah, our matriarch. And it's kind of interesting in the sense that the parsha, the Torah portion, is referred to as Chaye Sarah, the way Sarah lived her life. Why does that portion in the Torah describe her death? This amazing idea suggested by Rav Kalman Shapiro, the Piazet the Rav, in the Sefer Esh Kodesh, which begins by noticing that the rabbis go out of their way to describe how Sarah's life was kulan shavim letova. That Rashi, great commentator Rashi, comments that the opening verses of the Torah, which describe Sarah's life, ayu chayei Sarah mea shana, esrim shana, sheva shanim, shnei chayei Sarah, going to full detail to describe her life, that all of her life were good. What is the Torah coming to emphasize here by describing how beautiful and how good her life was? We don't find this by other of our matriarchs or patriarchs. This is unique to Sarah, our matriarch. There's a well-known rabbinic teaching that the passing of Sarah was actually connected to the episode we read in last week's Torah portion, end of Vayera, where we read about the amazing test that Avram and Yitzchak were put through in the Akedah Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac. And Rashi, the great rabbi, tells us there's a connection between these two episodes. And that Sarah, when she heard what was going on with her husband and her son, she got so impacted emotionally by what was going on, what she heard was happening, that her soul left her and she passed away. Rav Kalman Shapiro in the Esh Kodesh shares the following insight. It seems so devastating that our matriarch passed in such a crisis. How could this be? And he explains, if Kalman Shapiro was one of the rabbis in the Warsaw Ghetto, trying to lead his community through a very difficult time during the Shoah, during the Holocaust, and if Shapiro suggests that Sarah was so emotionally wound up in hearing about the crisis that her child was going through, at Parcha Nishmata, her soul left in an act of saying to Hashem that you've pushed me too far. You've pushed me too much. Everything needs to be in balance. Hashem, it's too much. It's too hard, God. Please, please. It can be a challenge, but it needs to be in moderation. It needs to be in balance. And that's what the connection these two parshiyot are trying to tell us. That everything in life, we're trying to find that balance, find that strong footing. And maybe that's what Rashi is alluding to when he tells us in the opening verse, in the extra words, Shnei Chayei Sarah, this was the life of Sarah from beginning to end. That Rashi is Kulan Shavim LeTovah. was that even Sarah's last moments were lived for her children. To be almost a question to God, to challenge God, to push God and say, please, you can challenge us, but please don't push us over the brink. Let us be able to always find the balance and equilibrium in everything that we face, everything that comes our way. I felt this idea, first of all, so powerful coming from a rabbi in the Warsaw Ghetto, is so important for us to hear today, that wherever we are in life and wherever we are, wherever we are facing, that we ask Hashem to only give us challenges that we can withstand and endure, not to push us too far, that we should be able to find the balance. One can only imagine the power that this rabbi was facing in the Shoah, who tried, in the Holocaust, trying to inspire his community and trying to also have a tefillah, a prayer to God, not to push us too far. And lastly, the notion is that Sarah, even a great person like Sarah, who was good through and throughout, who lives for her children, even she faces an incredible test. And maybe that's an example for all of us, that no matter who we are, not an indictment on us if we've gone through difficulty. There's challenge. There are difficult crises that we face, and we have to continue to forge ahead and to be strong in whatever that we encounter. Sarah Imenu, our matriarch, lived literally for her children, and she even died for her children. And we too should learn to find that balance, learn to figure out how to live life, living for others, living with meaning, and living for the extended Klal Yisrael, the Jewish community, the whole world. And we ask God to find that balance, not to push us too hard. We should all be zocha, we should all merit to find the balance in our lives, and to pray to Hashem to help us find that balance, whatever it is, the challenges that we face in the months ahead. I wish you all a good Shabbos, and to have have the endurance to face whatever the winter will bring us in the coming months. I'm going to now recite some Prakim of Tehillim. We're going to start with Parak Chaf Gimel, chapter 23, in Psalms. Mizmor le David. Adonai roi lo afsar, vinos tashe yarbiteini, ame minuchos yina aleini. Nafshi yeshovev yancheini v'magli tzedek, v'man shemo. Kam ki eilech v'geit tam loves, lo irada ki ata imadi. Shiftecha umishantecha, hema yinachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorirai. Dishanta Vashem and Roshi Kosi Rivaya. Achtova Chesed Yerufuni Koyme Chayai. Vishavi Veis Adonai the Orech Yamim. We'll now recite Parakuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shirla Malos Esai Nayel Hari Meyain Yavo Ezri. Ezri Meim Adonai Osei Shemaim Vardai. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Dinei lo yanum lo yishan, shomer yisroel. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzorcha, yad yirinecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikora, yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzeischa uboecha. Me'ata v'ad olam. Now recite Parak Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir amalos mimamakim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli. Tiena aznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai mi'amod. Yimcha haslicha leman tivarei. Yivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi, v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, Now recite the Mishaberach L'cholim on behalf of all those who need a refuah shleima, a complete and speedy recovery. Please feel free to enter any names that you're davening for, praying for, at the pause. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo U'Yivarech Yirape Es HaCholim. Ba'avur shanachnu mitalim ba'puram Bishar zeh kadosh baruch hu imalei rechamim aleihem Lachlimam l'rapposam lachzikam l'chachayosam Yishlach lehem erifur shlem in ashrayim L'ramach ibarayhem ushisog yidehem Sof shachal Yisrael Refuas ha'nefesh, refuas ha'guf Hashabav lo izman kariv v'nomar amein. We'll conclude with the recitation of Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael. Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael, Hanisunim Atzara Vashivya, Haomdim Bein Bayam Bein Bayabasha, Hamakom Yerachem Aleihem Yotem Mitzara Lerevacha, Mafela Laora Amishibud Ligula, Hashtabag Alalizman Kariv, Venoma Aramin.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Donat. And I have to acknowledge, I'm pretty sure, and I mentioned this earlier in the week, that I believe today or yesterday, or to be on Sunday, is our 200th call since we began back in mid-March. I think it actually was on a Friday, which I also believe was the 13th day of the month. So unbelievable that we're still here. And that's really a testament to every single one of you who calls in daily. Friday, we certainly miss all the Europeans and the Israelis who are not able to call in, but we certainly have a great representation, as we do each day, from across North America. Rabbi Donath, thank you so much, and as we transition into the next segment of our call, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Baruch Hashem, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for asking. It's a great question to ask your clergy, and we are doing great. I think as long as with the schools open in my area in Bergen County, we're grateful for that and able to balance, work-life balance. And the community is okay, so the clergy, the rabbanim are okay as well.
That's a great connection. We're grateful and happy to hear that. So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with Fair Lawn, may not be as familiar with your particular shul, if you can give us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general.
Sure. So I always like to describe Fair Lawn as a out-of-town community with in-town amenities. We're kind of nestled in between in Teaneck and Passaic and Muncie, kind of equidistant to three major Jewish hubs. We're really a self-sufficient, growing, warm community that has access to all the amenities of Bergen County. It has an out-of-town feel. People are warm and accepting of others and supportive. My particular shul has 150 families, and thank God we've had tremendous growth over the last number of years. It's my 10th year in the shul this year, and the bulk of our growth has come in the last 3 years with a lot of young families moving to Fair Lawn. And Fair Lawn's the type of community where it's established, but you can still make a difference. And you can come and be someone if you want to be a player and be an active participant in the community. There's what to do, but we have, thank God, all of the basics covered of a Jewish community.
Amazing. Our family has a great connection, and in that my sister and husband and family live in Fair Lawn, and we always hear incredible and amazing things about the community. Last question for you. With the world changing so much as a result of the pandemic, here we're 8 months in now, we continue to see change everywhere. Obviously, there's silver linings to everything. Zoom has been amazing, especially in the earlier days, and that enabled people to connect with one another. Imagine if this pandemic had happened 20 years ago, before FaceTime, before WhatsApp, video, and all of these amazing other technological advancements that allow us to connect. And so there's been some really great positives, and innovation generally comes out of challenge. But when we think about how change may impact our schools or impact our communities, what communal changes do you anticipate for yours and the broader Jewish community?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think what I've seen over the course of the last 8 months is how the Jewish world, how small it is and how connected we are, how institutionally our institutions really can complement each other and work together with each other. I know it's been really amazing to see all the leaders of institutions really trying to work together to service the Jewish people. And whether that's locally, nationally, all the various ways that we're connecting using technology, it's really been a big blessing. I think one area that comes to mind in terms of locally, but really this is more of a broader issue, is I think people have learned that from the institution level, people have to try to be creative, not to get stale, and so always try to have creativity to meet the needs of your constituents that change very quickly in today's world. But also from the, I don't want to use the word consumer, but from the membership, from the community that we serve, to also ask of them to have flexibility. I think people used to approach shul with a certain sense that it needs to be a particular way. And I think the pandemic has kind of changed the focus, that people are much more grateful for just having their basic needs met. And there's a certain flexibility that we've seen from the community, which I think is special. And I hope that kind of carries us forward, even when we get back to, post-COVID or whatever the new normal will look like in the months ahead. We hope that flexibility, remains.
That's a great perspective, and we certainly hope so. Rabbi Donath, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of the wonderful community, as they are with the local clients around the entire world. Our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered with tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The rabbi is not confirmed yet, but do not worry. We'll have everything set come Sunday. So with hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, uplifting, restful, healthy, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.